make it fast. Dang! Dang!
Confess your faith. You tell the world love is saving grace. You testify what God has done. He so loved that he gave his son. You make it known you're free from sin, and that you are truly born again. Life has never been so sweet until you start to feel the heat. And every time I see your face, I see your smile is in the place. With tears of pain, stress and strife, what's really going on in your life? Now tell me what you're gonna do when the devil wreaks havoc all over you. Will you truly stand up and fight, or will you just run and hide? How long will you let him defeat you? Time again, I've heard the devil's won again, with the same old tricks, the same old lie. It's time you make a stand for right, cause every time I see your face, I see your smile is in replaced, with tears of pain, stress and strife, what's really going on in your life?
Because of the name. stretching the weight on the end of mine.
Oh, Lord, I want you to move.
Let me see you raise your hand. Let me see you raise your hand.
hands. Y'all know when the fire begins to burn, hey, and the wind begins to turn. Y'all know y'all just can't hardly sit there for your peace. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody better make it. Contrition. Mm-hmm.
25 minutes after the hour. That's the late, great Reverend James Moore here from the NFI studios. And certainly, as we continually play the very best in gospel music and the Word of God, we certainly welcome you and thank you so much for catching the wave. And for those of you just locking in, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, live here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, as we continually give God the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the Word of God. Those of you, you can join us right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by joining us on our website. That's NFIRadio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live as well simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's my pleasure.
contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray this name. I need a hand clapping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord. But we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yes!
I need a church where I can pray his name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing it, shout, praise it all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can pray.
Praise
the
name. Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I don't want to come along.
I really do.
Yeah.
to God be the glory. We are right at 15 minutes to the top of the hour. You're catching the wave. We are live here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. You're number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world as we give God the praise, the glory through songs and the word of God. And, you know, if you take everything to God in prayer, you know, and leave it with him, and knowing that he's going to give you that the desires of your heart. And if you pray with a sincere heart, and you're praying with an open mind, trusting and believing and depending on Jesus, he's going to get you through. Oh, yeah, I know he will. Look, thank you so much, guys. You that sent us messages as well. Those of you that call in, we appreciate you. As well as many of you, we also receive emails. We thank you so much from the bottom of our heart here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Once again, you can call in for your request simply by dialing 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. Keeping it live here on the NFI. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor.
I'm I began to thank God in advance. for what I know he was getting ready to do. I got down on my knees. Said, Lord, if it be thy will.
If it be thy will.
Save my baby.
If it be thy will, Lord.
When I got to the hospital, to make a long story short, doctors looked at my baby. Said that an 8-inch shank had went through his intestines, punched a hole in his pancreas. Said we got to do emergency surgery. I gotta thank you, Jesus, because you saved him, Jesus. From that song. Laid on his hospital bed. After the surgery, doctor said we just gotta wait. Just one day passed. No activity in my son's intestines. Just 2 days passed. Still no activity. But not one time did I doubt the Lord. Because I know too much about the Lord. And you can't make me doubt it. I got to brag on Jesus now. I got to testify about what he done on that third day. Jesus showed up, showed out, stepped in my son's hospital room. Save my son. Save my son. I went down even a night without making a devil mad. Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
That's the sounds of the gospel legends live here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we are right at the top of the hour here from the studios, and certainly what a great time we're having giving God the praise through songs and the word of God. And I pray that today is a blessed day for you as you have started off your day, and I believe that through the day it's going to be greater and greater and sweeter, and you're going to continually give God praise and worship him in songs and the word of God. And we thank you so much for catching the wave. Look, we've got more coming right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Somebody said there is a doctor in the house. That's right. We'll be right back with the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Playing
in the hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep, yep.
You're rocking with the best.
Do
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know. While the doors are open, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna pour.
While the doors are open, yeah.
To close the door.
Make up your mind.
Come on,
don't waste no more time.
It's gonna pour.
You need to get in a hurry.
Come on,
no. Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain?
Break it off, another hot explosive man.
Windows seat to the top, I wanna see my angel on my side. Man, it feels just like hell. Feels like hell. Feel like hell. Mike Jack went moonwalking, never came back. Prince met the king, Aaliyah sent four pages back. A penny with Pac, you never get him. Paul Walker found it behind the pedal. And just like Nate Dogg, I pray the Lord that all my dogs go to heaven. Whether you working 9 to 5 or you trying to stay alive, home just sort of feels like hey. Homie in the pen, got no ink in his pen, one collect call feel like ooh. Got a cap and gown or a bell in the gal. Mama hella proud, she's there too, Lord. They trying to sell you the cool, they trying to sell you these lies, they trying to sell you a song, I'm trying to sell you the sky, nigga. Bottles pop and it feel like windows seat to the top, I wanna see my angels so much side. Man, it feels just like feel like, feel like, feels like Muhammad Ali had a match made in heaven. David Boy met the good Reverend. I hear it's much nicer when Whitney Houston leads the choir. John Lennon in their white linen, James Dean in their white denim. And just like Molly Wayne's, I pray the six sit and go to six burn. Whether you get it from the good law or the drug law, everybody want that. Whether you get it from the bar or you're trying to raise the bar, everybody want a taste of that. Every great thing to die before their time, or close their eyes while staring at their time. The devil is a cop and the cop is a liar. I'll take the wings over chariots of fire. I'm nice to what?
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish.
Get involved. Your boarding pass is waiting at mission432.com.
Feel like Kelly.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You made
Your soul now, I can hear. Come on.
Oh, come on with it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hits the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. And I got some good news for you. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the God that looks beyond our faults and see our need, what we need. He is the healer. He is the miracle worker. He is the God that will forgive. He is the God that will deliver us from our sins. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus coming, going on the cross for all mankind. He didn't have a select few. And I tell God, thank you. I don't know about you, but every day that God allow me to see, I tell God, thank you for just being the Almighty God. I thank God for being the God that comes to our rescue when we need a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. I thank God for this opportunity because it lets me know that I'm still here, that He didn't call me home, and I tell God thank you. But one thing that I do know, to die in Christ is gain. One thing that I do know, to die in Christ means that I have the right and you have the right to eternal life. Father God, we thank you for this time. I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the forgiving God. Oh, Father God, I come right now, God, asking you to forgive us for all of our sins, God, whether known or unknown, God. I ask you to forgive in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to heal right now, God. Touch those that are going through sicknesses, God. Oh, Father God, I speak your healing power. You said by your stripes we are healed, God. And I tell you, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, when man came, I know that you can, and I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you go right now, God, to those that need a place to stay, God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I ask that you give salvation to those that will receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen your true believers, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, increase our faith in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, God, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I bind up the hands of Satan right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that he sent out, God, I send it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your name, Jesus, you do it, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you, God. Oh, Father God, touch our children and their children, God.
Oh, Father God, I bind up generational curses right now, God, and I release your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, touch your leaders in the house of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them stand on your word. Let them live your word. Hear it up, I say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, don't let them compromise, God, but stand on your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Thank you for allowing us to see another brand new day, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, God, I give you glory. Oh, Father God, it is I say, I worship and I honor you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we ask, trusting and believe in you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, I say, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, I see. God, I thank you. Yeah, God, yeah, I see. God, I thank you. Yeah, God, yeah, God. Oh, I tell God, thank you, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. I thank God for all that he is doing. He tells in his word that our ways are not his ways, nor are our thoughts his thoughts, because, see, he knows all that we need. And I tell God, thank you. I bless the name of Jesus, for when I needed a friend, he was there. I tell God, thank you, for when I didn't know what to do, God, through his Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost of God, led and guided me. And I tell God, thank you. He's leading and he's guiding those that don't know what to do. He tells us in his word, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. I tell God, thank you. You don't know like I know, and I don't know like you know what God have done for you. And I tell God, thank you. Babies, if y'all don't believe it, the Holy Ghost of God is for real. And he will come to your rescue. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for each of you who have come to listen on today. And I speak God's blessings in your life. I speak God's healing power in your life, his miracle-working power in his life. And whatever need you have, I ask him to provide. I thank God for NFI Radio allowing us this time to come to stand on the word of God, because the word let us know that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Yes, the same was in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus. Going to be days that you have to speak the word to yourself. And as you speak that word, trust in God. As you speak that word and you have faith, and you know that you know that you know who Jesus is, that word will increase in you. You can stand on the word when you can't. You can't stand on man, but you can stand on the word. And I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus. I give him glory because he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs, and yea, he came to us. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to know that you can trust God, that you can stand on the word. Yea, see God. Oh, God, I thank you. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. I bless your name, God. He is our healer. He is the deliverer. And I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we still teach the word of God. But first and foremost, we have to live that word. The word of God talk about light and darkness. If we're serving God, the light resides on the inside of us, and that's the Holy Ghost of God. If we are serving Satan, we are walking and we are living in darkness, and that light is not shining. I always tell you, you can't serve two masters. No, you can't, because if you try to serve two, you're going to love one and hate the other. I know you think there's that lukewarm place where you ain't where you used to be, but you ain't where you should be. But if you're not walking in holiness, you're walking in sin. And God, I thank you. Yes, God, I bless the name of God, for he is our help and our strength. Father God, I thank you. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come out and go into the word with us. On third Tuesdays, we don't have Bible study. But I tell God, thank you, that on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer at 12, and we ask you to come out and go in prayer with us, because the word of God let us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I'm a witness, yes, it does. Yes, it does. There's power in the prayers of the righteous. We invite you to come out and worship with us. And on first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Micah Austin come to be our guest pastor. We thank God for him. He's the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. He come on first and third Tuesdays at 9:30. We ask you to join us as he come to bring the word of God. And on this coming Sunday, March the 31st, I want to say to you, have a blessed Easter. It's not about the ducks. It's not about the bunny rabbits. It's about our Lord and Savior going on the cross for us. And he went in the grave, but he didn't stay there. He rose, and I tell God, thank you. I speak God's blessings in your life. And on this Sunday at Christian Life, we will be having our Friends and Family Day. We invite you to come out and worship with us. We will be coming together, True Way Apostolic Holiness Church is our sister church, and Church Without Walls is our sister church. We will be coming together at Christian Life, Church of God. We're still going to have our Sunday school starting at 10 o'clock, and we'll go and worship at 11 o'clock. And our guest pastor is going to be Bishop Linwood Atkinson. We ask you to come out and go and worship with us. We had originally planned to go to Church Without Walls, but we will be at Christian Life, Church of God, 6762 Highway 56 West. So share that information with our sister churches and our friends and family that have planned to come and worship with us. And we invite you, if you don't have anything to do, to come and go and worship with us. As we come back on today, I tell God, thank you for the word of God. When we were last together, we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And one thing that I always like to make clear is when we look at the word of God, Galatians 5, verse 22 and verse 23. The word of God say, but the fruit, F-R-U-I-T, of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. When we look at the word fruit, it's the results that and the product that comes after the believer receives the Holy Spirit of God in their lives. And it ain't pieces that we can separate. Again, the word of God say the fruit of the Spirit is one fruit. And I tell God, thank you, that when we receive the Holy Ghost of God as a believer, I tell God, thank you, we have the fruit of the Spirit. As I've come through life, I've heard people say fruits of the Spirit, but the word of God says fruit, F-R-U-I-T. I thank God that as a believer, we have to have all nine of these virtues of the fruit of the Spirit. We can't have some and leave off some, but we must have all of the fruit. We began by talking about the first, love. I thank God for love. And when we finish talking about love, I let you know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We got to have love. The word of God let us know that we got to love our enemies. The word of God let us know that we got to have that agape love. Go to 1 Corinthians 13 and begin to read about charity. Charity is love. And I tell God, thank you for his love. I thank God for all things. And then we look at the fruit that is joy. I tell God, thank you. Can't separate them. If we got love, we have joy. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside. The word of God let us know that he don't dwell in an unclean temple. If Satan resides in your temple, God does not reside in your temple. I ain't talking about the house of God where you worship. I'm talking about your body. God, I thank you, God, for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. When we look at joy, joy will reside in your heart. Listen to this. It said the fruit is the product, yes, again, of the Holy Spirit. And it cultivates the character in our heart. I already told you, you can't separate them. You got to have all nine because see, it's the fruit of the Spirit. And as we look at joy, we see that joy is a natural reaction to the work of God, whether promised or fulfilled. I tell God thank you for his joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Did y'all know that? You ever been going through some trials and some tests and you think that you should be in the valley, but when you look at the situation and who's in control, you see that the Lord is your joy and that you can make it no matter what. And when you look at joy, that's gladness, that even in the midst of your storm, you can still have gladness. You can still rejoice in God. And I tell God, thank you. And Satan don't like it when we still glorify God. I tell God, thank you for his joy. When we talk about joy, it can be broken down in different denominators, but it's still the fruit of the Spirit. When we look at joy, joy can be the joy of deliverance. What you talking about, Gladys? When I'm talking about joy of deliverance, it's when God sets someone free. Rejoicing is the order. When you are freed from sin, you're going to find that you will rejoice in the name of Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. Well, what do you mean I can rejoice? You're going to glorify God. You're going to worship God. You're going to honor God in the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, yeah, you can have joy. I tell God, thank you, that when you are made free, you begin to rejoice in God. If we look at 1 Samuel 2, verses 1, the word of God say, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. Not her salvation, but in God's salvation. I tell you, God, thank you. As we look at 1 Samuel 2, verse 1, we see that Hannah was filled with joy because of her deliverance from her enemies. I tell God, thank you for Hannah. Listen to this. It's a Hannah's prophetic song celebrates providential care of those who remain faithful to him, and that him is God. No matter what we're going through, we got to remain faithful unto our God. And I tell God, thank you. She rejoiced also in his salvation, for he is holy and he alone is God. And I tell God, thank you. Even though we might be going through, even though the enemies will come to attack us, you got to stand on the word of God. You got to rejoice through all that you're going through. That's why I thank God for praise and for worship. Babies, when you go and praise and worship, the joy of the Lord becomes your strength because you are honoring the true and living God. You're standing before him, giving him glory. And I tell God, thank you. And as a follower of our Lord and Savior, you're going to find that you always trust in Jesus. You don't put your trust in man. No, you don't. The word of God tells us, put not your trust in man. He didn't tell us not to love, because remember, love is the first product of the fruit of the Spirit. But we can't love and partake in sin. I thank God for Hannah, that as her enemies came at her, she still trusted in God. And as we serve the true and living God, you're going to find that he allows us things to come in our lives. And as they come in our lives, we should take them to him in prayer. He tells us in his word, the battle don't belong to us. The battle belongs to him. That's why we have should have a positive and a busy prayer life. Can't always go down on our knees. But I find that you can still pray and talk to God even when you're walking. You can pray and talk to God even when you're at work. You can pray and talk to God when you're in the grocery store. Why? Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. No matter where you are, you can go to him in prayer. You're going to find that as you stay before God and his joy resides in you, you're going to find that nothing can separate you from him. Nothing can come and stand between you and him. When you have the joy of the Lord, you're going to find that as a servant of his, you will stand on the word. If we look at Acts 12, verse 14, I tell God, thank you. The word of God say, and when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. As we look at this scripture, we see that the young lady was so overjoyed that God had rescued Peter, because, see, Peter was in prison, and God allowed him to come out. And I tell God, thank you. And sometimes, babies, I want you to know, we can be in prison, and we're not behind locked bars. We're not in jail. It can be that we are so caught up and hung up in Satan that God has to come in and deliver us. And when he come in and deliver us, when he come in and set our family free, when he come in and deliver our loved ones, when he come in and even deliver our enemies, we're going to rejoice in him. And I tell God, thank you, that when the young woman heard him at the door, she didn't open the door, but she ran into the house and began to tell the people that Peter was at the door. And they couldn't believe her. But I tell God, thank you, that as we serve him and we rejoice in him, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, your faith will grow in him. Might can't see it with your eyes, your physical eyes, but in the spirit, yes, God, you will know that God can do all things. I thank God for his son Jesus and how he went on the cross. I thank God that as he came and delivered us babies, did you know that he will give us his joy? When we serve God and the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, yes, we do have the joy of the Lord. When we look at joy, did you know that we have the joy of salvation? I tell God, thank you, that when we have the joy of salvation, babies, and we become new creatures in him, the old man is passed away. When we have the joy of salvation, listen to this. He said, our greatest reason to be joyful is that God wants to save us and spend eternity with us. Nothing is better than this. I tell God, thank you. When we have the joy of salvation, it's nothing greater than that. Well, what you talking about, Gladys? Look at Luke 15, verse 7. And the word of God says, and I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. I tell God, thank you for having love for that one that comes and repent and ask God to forgive him or her. And when they come to him, I tell God, thank you, that the ones that are already saved and already have salvation, they already have the right to eternal life. They already have eternal life. And I tell God, thank you, and they already have a reason to be joyful. But that one that gave his life to God, it let us know that God and the angels in heaven have such love for that one that fell into sin and was in that spiritual death, that when he repented and was godly sorry, I tell God, thank you. Babies, do y'all realize that at one point in time, we was that sinner that need to repent? And when we repented, I see God, I tell God, thank you. We receive the salvation of God. And God, rejoice, yes, God, because we no longer belong to Satan, but we belong to him. I tell you, God, thank you. And when we see our loved ones give their lives to God, if we are sons of God, we are going to rejoice and tell God, thank you. I thank God for his son Jesus loving us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, you got to believe in him. You got to have the fruit of the Spirit. Keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. The Word of God says you're going to love one and hate the other. But when you have the salvation of the true and living God, yes, God, and the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside, you have the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to find that as you have the fruit of the Spirit, you have every characteristic of our true and living God. When you have the joy of salvation, I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that, yeah, you can rejoice for your enemies. Yeah, you can. And you tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. One last verse. Acts 13, verse 52. And the words say, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. As we look at the Word of God, the ones that they thought weren't somebody, the Jews began to see that the work of the Holy Spirit for saving Gentiles. See, that lets me know that God don't have no particular person. That he will save the Jews, the Gentiles, everybody. All we got to do is invite him into our life. And as God says, if we are true sons of God, we will rejoice. I tell God, thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, because that lets me know that the Holy Ghost resides on the inside. The Word of God said, holiness without, no man shall see God. And I tell God, thank you. When we come back, we're not going to stop with joy. But we're going to go into peace as well, because in order to have the fruit of the Spirit, you can't have some and not others. I should have about to say, God. But I thank you, God. God bless you. God bless you until we come back together again, if it be God's will. God bless you.
Pastor Gladys, wonderful teaching, and to God be the glory. I'm just sitting here just rejoicing. You talking about the joy of salvation, and I begin to just let that marinate a little bit, and wow. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit, temperance, meekness, long-suffering, and all that Jesus had to go through on the cross, and as I listen at you and talking about rejoicing, and we got something to be joyful about, doesn't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I tell God thank you, because as sons of God, where the Holy Spirit dwell on the inside, even when our trials and tests come, we can still rejoice in God and give him glory, because he let us know that the battle don't belong to us, it belongs to him. And when we are those righteous people that pray, we're going to go, ye that are by say, to God in prayer. and cast all of our cares upon him, Pastor Kearney. And he will come to our rescue. And no matter what we're going through, guess what? We can love our enemies. We can glorify God even when God draw them nigh unto him. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't belong to God. But I tell God, thank you for his grace and his mercy, that when we were yet sinners, he still loved us and loved us so much that he drew us unto him when we repented of our sins. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Sounding good to me. I tell you, I'm sitting here just marinating off of what you've been bringing forth all this morning. I thank God for it. It's just a wonderful teaching that you're doing. And, you know, as I was listening and thinking about what Jesus went through, and, you know, it takes a going through to get to an anointing from God. And many of us don't want to go through nothing. We want to just get it like microwave. But you talking about that long suffering, and nobody don't want to go through nothing. So
if we say that we are sons of God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, he said trials and tests will come to make us strong. And as we go through those trials and those tests, if you are a true believer and God brings you through, it will make you stronger in him. It builds your faith. Yes, it does. And you're right, Pastor Kearney. There are those that don't want to go through. They don't want to have to be in the valley sometime. But I want to encourage them that when they go in the valley, guess who's in the valley? Jesus is there. The Holy Ghost is there.
Yes.
He's everywhere. And I tell, our trials and tests make us strong. And if we're sons of God, we're going to go through.
Yes. Pastor, you bring forth some good teaching this morning, always. And I don't know what's going on, but I believe there's something going on in the Spirit. You're talking about the Spirit, and you're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and oh, my, that's a lot there to just marinate off and just let it just run on that today. My goodness, Pastor, wonderful teaching. I tell you, I've certainly enjoyed it, and I pray that those that's been listening this morning have enjoyed it as well. I got a couple of texts that said that's some good words that you brought forth on this morning, and I thank God for you. Just continue to let God use you. I believe you all going to have a high time this weekend.
I tell God thank you. I'm looking forward to it. As we come together, I tell God thank you for all things. Yes, I do. Because, see, it's the word of God that's going to keep us. It's the word of God that's going to lead it up, I see, and guide us. It's the word of God that gives us strength. And I look forward to our coming together. Yes, I do. Because where he say in the word, for two or three touch and agree, he will be in the midst. Yet if I say God, there you go. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity, Pastor Kearney.
Well, I thank God.
We got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Yes, God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you again. You know, I'm here to tell you, Pastor, you're talking about joy, and then, you know, the scripture talking about the joy of the Lord is your strength. And many times we get in a situation and he's a very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes,
I'll tell you, Pastor. You have you have brought a word today, and I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. And maybe, Pastor, there's somebody today that don't have that joy like we're talking about, and they want to receive that joy and may not know how to get that joy. And I just want you to extend an invitation to them to come to Christ right now, if you will.
Yes, God. Thank you, Pastor Kearney. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. And if you have been listening and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Word of God say, if you believe that he went on the cross for you, he didn't say you had to buy nothing or go out and rent nothing. He said if you believe that he went on the cross, he's tell us then you are saved. And I want to encourage you to accept him as your Savior. Just believe that he did that work for you. Believe that he went in the grave, that he didn't stay there, but that he rose on the third day. And that he still lives. And invite him into your heart. The Word of God let us know you were saved. And I want to encourage you to invite him in. You don't have to go to nobody else. Just go to Jesus and invite him in. And believe him with your whole heart. And trust him with your whole heart. The Word of God say you are saved. And I want to encourage you to keep walking in the Word. Study the Word. Apply the Word. Because, see, with God, there is no big eyes and no little bitty yous. He loves you, babies. He loves you. Come to him on this day. God bless you. He'll take you right where you are. He won't send you back to the beginning to start over. He'll take you right where you are. God bless you. Yes, God. Yes, God. God, we ask you to receive him, God, in your son Jesus' name, that you get all of the glory. The angels in heaven is rejoicing as they give their life to you. God is rejoicing as you give your life to him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, 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 God. Thank you, God. Yes,
thank
God.
You, Pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you for that word on today, and we look forward for you on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. On Thursday evening, so afternoon. So I'm looking forward for you back here Thursday. You're going to be here for us Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity to come and give the word. And I thank God for each of you that are listening. I do. I don't take it for granted, but I thank God for you. And yes, Pastor Kearney, God's willing, I will be back on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Yes, sir, we are.
We'll be looking forward for you, and we're gonna just marinate off of that today, and I believe you're going to have some more for us on Thursday. I'm looking to hear you on Thursday as well. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Kearney.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned
We're here today to sing gospel, and I would sing jazz because there's more money in jazz, but I don't sing it. But we're here, and we're going to sing for you. If you got a coin on your right foot, slip the shoe off your left foot and pat the heel of your other foot. We're here to have a good time. And you only get out what you put in. You don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Oh, yeah. And we like to get things moving here. Here's a song I want to sing from our latest CD on the House of Blues label, and I want you to know it's all right. Listen as we tell you, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Let me tell you that I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's just for square.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I won't be content till I get there.
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's for square wine.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna meet King Jesus on the other side.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna matter about the pain or where I came from.
Walk in Jerusalem just like that.
I'm gonna walk, 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 walk.
Walk in Jerusalem just like that.
I'm gonna walk, good God, good and tall.
Walk in Jerusalem just like that.
I'm gonna walk, 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 walk.
Walk in Jerusalem just like that.
I'm gonna walk, good God, good and tall.
Walk in Jerusalem just like
that. Let me tell you that I
thank you.
10:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's your girl, some of you know her, as Sister Tasha Carr Leonard, huh? Counting her blessings. Counting them one by one. I don't know. Should I start counting my blessings? I don't know if you have enough time to hold on as I begin to count my blessings. I could start counting them simply just saying thank God for allowing me to see a new day and be able to breathe and have the activities of my limbs and just keep on counting my blessings. All right. To God be the glory. And right before that, you heard the sounds of Sister Deborah Snipes. Many of you know Deborah Snipes, right? Well, she's still out there doing her thing, singing to the glory of God. All right. Well, look, I want to thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI, Radio Gospel Network. And you can lock in with us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website. That's NFIradio.com. Again, that's NFIradio.com. And you can join us on Facebook. All of you Facebook people that have Facebook, well, go to our Facebook channel. We have a Facebook channel. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network
Orlando,
on Facebook. And you can also jump in with us. You can jump in with us also on Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. We want to thank you again for your comments, those of you that tune in each and every day. We love you, appreciate all that you're doing. Continue to listen in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Love endures through generations.
never changes, never changes. You heard your children, then you hear your children. You are the same God, you are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You were providing then, you are providing now. You are
I am free. Come on, anybody free from your past? You don't have to be bound by your past anymore.
We are so young.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you.
You did the impossible. Impossible. You did the impossible.
Impossible. Hopeless.
Hopeless and confused.
I got questions, but I
still know.
Who would come and
save me?
My family's leaning on me.
I've had to be strong for everybody else.
I'm praying, can you please help me?
Say, do it yourself.
Impossible.
You did.
You did the impossible.
anointed one.
Yeah. Okay. Can I talk to you for a minute? Just got a few things to say.
A lot of people live their life for the dough and give it all for it. Money could be the devil, babe, but don't fall for it. Everything in this world gon' deteriorate. Even cars when they lead a lot to appreciate. Beauty and fate when you get older up in life. My soul long gamble, boy, you can throw them dice. The treasure in heaven is something that can never tarnish. And that's a wage that the government can never garnish. We all need the Lord's grace. It's cause of Jesus I'm able to seek the Lord's face. He paid it all up on the cross, now I'm really free, yeah. My debt paid in full, ain't no need for credit repair. And I ain't got a lot of buildings, but who cares? Cause one earthquake make a drop for all them buildings. I'd rather be a part of a kingdom that can never be shaken. I'm already rich balling in my house.
Hey, I don't care if I ain't got a lot of money. I don't care if I don't ever see a million. I'm already rich. I don't care if I ain't got a lot of cars. I don't care if I ain't got a lot of buildings. I'm already rich. I'm already rich. Yeah, I'm rich in Christ. Yeah, I'm rich in Christ.
Money, you can keep the cars. I'm sober now, homeboy, you can keep the bars. I'm done getting played like one of these tricks. To that devil, he can go find another sucker to lick. You ain't fooled me enough with the glitter and the glamour. Not again, you ain't finna have me sitting in that slammer. I'm done moving on the dope route, see, naked, I